Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top story this half hour, drivers who use the Kennedy Expressway for everything from the daily commute to a trip to O'Hare Airport will have to start thinking about alternatives this week because workers tonight will begin blocking off lanes of the inbound Kennedy between the Edens Junction and Hubbard's Cave as part of a three-year project designed to improve the expressway and update signs and lighting. CBS 2's traffic specialist Chris Habermill reports on the timeline for the project.
Two left local lanes will be blocked until mid-July. Then, from July through December, it'll be the two right local lanes and a rolling closure of on and off ramps. Next year, it's going to be the express lane. So they have four lanes in and four lanes out, but the express lanes will be gone. Then in 2025, the outbound local lanes and the ramps will be done. So it's going to be the same thing. Half of the season is going to be the two left lanes, half of the season the two right lanes and the ramps.
Alternatives include Elston Avenue, Lakeshore Drive, and public transportation.
Well, police are still looking for the person who held up outside a health club in West Lakeview early this morning.
The robbery took place just a few blocks from Export Fitness in Lakeview. The man walking toward his vehicle about 4:15 this morning in the 3200 block of North Ashland when two men, both armed with guns, approached him and demanded his belongings. Police say the man gave up everything he had, no one hurt and no one in custody. The city continues to struggle with the issue of crime, and this robbery is adding to the safety concerns of residents in the Lakeview area. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBS.
People in Chicago can now cast ballots in all 50 wards for the April 4th runoff election, which is now just 15 days away. Board of Elections Chair Maricel Hernandez says turnout for the last three general elections in Chicago has been between about 32% and 36%, even though there was an unusually high number of mail ballots cast in February.
I think the difference is that we're seeing a smaller turnout of persons coming in to vote on election day because the number of mail-in ballots has risen so steeply.
Mail ballots are being sent out now. Officials had some 192,000 applications to vote by mail. Those must be received or postmarked by election day.
Voters across the suburbs are also expected to cast ballots in suburban elections on the 4th and in Cook County. Election clerks say they're about 1,000 poll workers short.
$385 now being offered for polling place technicians, $250 for election judges. The paychecks expected to be mailed about 2 weeks after election day. The application process through the Cook County Clerk website, simple, says Edmund Michalowski. He's the Deputy Clerk of Elections for Cook County.
So it's done through an election portal directly on the website. And if somebody is a suburban Cook County voter, we already have you in the database.
Chicago voters can also help out with the suburban Cook County election process.
It just takes us a couple extra steps to authenticate that, and we're doing that on a rolling basis day to day.
The training can be done online at any time or in person at various locations across the suburbs on Tuesday the 28th. In the Loop, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
17 boys from Central Illinois are dead after a sledding accident in Colorado last night. The two students, ages 18 and 17, were on spring break from Prairie Central High School in Fairbury, northeast of Bloomington. Authorities say they rode tandem down a halfpipe and launched off a large snowbank at the bottom of the halfpipe at Copper Mountain Ski Resort west of Denver and came down hard on the ice below.
The Illinois Attorney General is backing legislation that would protect employees who are victims of employer abuse and retaliation. Hugo Acarias with the workers' rights group Raise the Floor Alliance.
When the price of violating the law is just the cost of doing business, rampant employer abuse remains unchecked and our state's employment rights are compromised.
State Representative Lillian Jimenez of Chicago is sponsoring the bill.
A record-breaking snowflake is at the center of a unique exhibit unfolding at Northern Illinois University.
The paper snowflake measures 44 feet, 6 inches, and is now officially the world's largest paper snowflake after being certified by the Guinness Book of World Records. It was designed by an advanced photography post-production class and is more than twice the size of the previous record holder. The snowflake will be on display in NIU's Founders Memorial Library until April 10th, and Thursday, people can take a picture with it at a special event from 4 to 7 p.m. My Martinez, 105.9 WBBM.
The Iraq War began 20 years ago today, and Cook County leaders joined a former governor today to unveil a new exhibit honoring Illinois service members who died in the line of duty.
The display is essentially two rows of big banners displaying the faces, names, ranks, and hometowns of military personnel who gave their lives since September 11, 2001. Former Governor Pat Quinn helped bring the display of hundreds of graphite pictures to the Cook County building lobby.
It's important for people on various days across the year, whether it's Memorial Day or 4th of July or 9/11 or Veterans Day, to know who the veterans are and who those who gave their last full measure of devotion to our democracy, who they are, to say their name.
A few members of the Gold Star families who lost loved ones attended the presentation. One mother later posed with the former governor by the portrait of her son. In the Loop, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
It's been debated for nearly 40 years, and that's a push for a third airport in South Suburban Piatone. But this time it's called for a new cargo airport. State Representative Debbie Myers-Martin.
This will be a different kind of airport, built to serve industry, built to serve cargo carriers, built for e-commerce and logistics.
Promoters of the airport say it would mean 10,000 construction jobs and five times that many jobs down the road. Those opposed cite concerns about noise and congestion. A bill is expected to go before the House floor next week that would have developers weigh in and their willingness to pay for a cargo airport.
Well, spring is just about here, and beginning today, you can go online to buy trees at Naperville's annual Arbor Day tree sale.
According to the city of Naperville, you can buy trees online between today and April 14th. There are 381 grown trees for sale, from a pinkish eastern redbud to an emerald sunshine elm. Tree pickup is on April 22nd during scheduled times. There are no refunds. Naperville asks people to plant the trees on their own properties, but says if you want to plant one on the parkway, you need a permit. There's a 6-tree purchase limit. Rain barrels that are bought online may also be picked up during the tree pickup. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBB.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.